The other side of the hallway is for the landscape and the inhabitants. Idria Mercury ore deposit, a global phenomenon. This segment of Earth is really explored in depth. It gave me a headache, too. I tried to set boundaries between species and genera as we established them for flora and fauna, but it simply didn't work out. Although the type of soil depends on the rock base, they are too different in their properties to be able to use the known system. I agreed with Wallerius, a Swedish mineralogist, who was among the first to realize that the Linnaean system was useful for fauna and flora, but not for minerals and rocks. There is no permanence of species. The dead matter only merges and decomposes at will. Over the centuries, my fellow colleagues have explored this mine extensively. It is not said in vain that Idria is the cradle of Slovenian science. Throughout the centuries of the mine's operation, many naturalists have come here to research, make inventory, and publish various papers and articles. Even the beginnings of geology also date back to Idria. The first, albeit modest, geological map in the Idria region and Carniola was drawn by the mine surveyor Josef Mrak in 1764. This was merely 4 years after German geologists made the first geological map. In more recent times, in the second half of the 19th century, Leopold, officially the first Slovenian geologist, worked here as the director of the Idria mine. He had already known the mine, but after taking up his job in Idria, he immediately began to redraw the geologic map of the deposits and its surroundings. For easier understanding, a geologic map is created when geologists draw all the rocks and faults on the surface on a topographic basis and draw two-dimensional geologic sections or profiles also in depth. This is hard work indeed. One must have excellent spatial perception.